This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming, and we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
That was the rabbi who threw a chair at a Texas synagogue gunman during an escape after 11 hours of being held hostage. Crazy weekend in between Dallas, Fort Worth. That is where the Colleyville Beth Israel Synagogue lie, and questions still abound as to why Malik Faisal Akram would have done what he did. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we kick off, yes, another deeper week here on the show. Hard to believe we are into the middle of January 2022, but we are. And I think what everybody is talking about is what happened, because I say this all the time. You know, in our world, there are those places that we thought we would be, they were sacred, that we would be safe. And one of them is any house of worship. Certainly schools would be another one of those, but we've seen all of those myths shattered. And this was particularly crazy because the rabbi let the man in, let him in because he was knocking on the window and gave him some tea and they had a conversation. And then as the conversation got deeper, things started to get stranger. And particularly in that last hour was when it really went awry for Rabbi Citron Walker and three others who were still with him. One of the hostages had gotten out, had been let go about 4 hours earlier, but it was a wild, wild weekend where you had FBI SWAT team that swept into the congregation Beth Israel to try to take down Akram, who was armed and was ultimately shot by the FBI team during the raid. Part of the reason, apparently, he did what he did is, as he was rambling on in this crisis, is he was trying to broker the release of a woman, a terrorist, who is in jail in the Fort Worth area, incarcerated right there, for several things that she did that put her on the map, Dr. Siddiqui. And she was picked up overseas, and she had plans on her, apparently, to do things like damage the Empire State Building and some other landmarks with pretty nefarious designs on what that would mean to people in the United States. She had all these various 100 pages of notes and plans and things that were mapped out, and he wanted her released. She's in prison. Siddiqui was detained in 2008 by Afghan authorities, who found those notes referring to a mass casualty attack, maybe even a couple of them targeting New York. And when U.S. officials attempted to interview Siddiqui in Afghanistan, she grabbed an army officer's weapon and shot at an officer and another member of the interview team. Needless to say, it was a 14-day trial in New York. She told the judge she wanted the jurors to undergo genetic testing. She was found guilty and put in prison in Fort Worth, Texas, less than 25 miles from the synagogue. He was saying he wanted her release, and that certainly was not going to happen. Here's a little bit more from the rabbi in what he said about the situation. He was on CBS Morning News today talking about how frightening it was.
I guess you do what you have to do. As a part of rabbinic training, as a part of training as clergy, we talk a lot about the idea of being a calm, non-anxious presence. We do that in hospital rooms. We do that during the most difficult of individual moments. And I did the best I could to do that in throughout the standoff.
All right, the good news is that he did have the foresight to fling the chair, talk to the others that were there and knew they were closer to an exit, and they ran and got out of there. And then ultimately, again, the hostage taker was taken down by that SWAT team. And the aftermath has people wondering about the safety, again, in synagogues, churches, any kind of house of worship that you ultimately may find yourself in. It was also a weekend where people spent time, if they're football fans, watching the wild card weekend. And the wild card weekend just really wrapped up with a big win for the Los Angeles Rams, who really bet the house on one quarterback, Matt Stafford, traded away a bunch of picks. And it is paying off because the Rams shattered the Cardinals, who are kind of a shadow of what they were in the beginning of the season, but 34-11, the final score in that game. So they move on to take on the Super Bowl winners, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In our second hour, we will go deeper on all of this when we go to the Man Cave. Also in this hour, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag too as well. And right at the top, we're going to go to an old friend of the show's, Grim, listening to us in Mississippi. And thank goodness we know that he is doing okay because he has really been through the ringer with his health. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I don't know what kind of ringer. I mean, the worst one is all these women that promised to marry me. That's the worst one.
I mean, shame on them.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we could get a government that would work as hard as they do. Because you cannot convince them I'm broke. I can say it 100 times and, well, you can get me $10, can't you? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, Kate.
Yeah.
But yeah. I would have called last week, but my mom found me on the floor.
Oh, no. And you sound okay. Are you doing okay now?
Well, Kate, after I got out, all I had was 20% of my heart strength.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
All that's happened was me trying to find a wife. It's just been heartache, and all that does is just people don't understand. The heart is a God-given gift. It only has so many beats. You can't exercise and rehabilitate it. You can't eat the proper foods and rehabilitate it. All you can do is keep it at what it's at. And one day, God's going to say your number's up and the heart's going to stop. It's a God-given gift.
I agree with that. I'm glad you checked in with us. There's no question. My grandmother used to say that we're all born with a number, and when that number's up, it's up. And you described that pretty well with the heart. And boy, oh boy, I'm glad you did get taken off the ground, and you're okay though for now.
Well, it's just we're going to see more lunatics. What about the little girl out in San Francisco that the homeless guy stabbed to death?
Oh, boy, and that goes back years. I mean, there's a long string of events we could talk about. Grim, we got to fly. We're up against it, but we are praying for you, buddy, and sending you all the good thoughts we can send your way. Meet the rest of you on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. At the top, I mean, look, what's happening in your backyard, happening in mine, things that we're all talking about, let's face it, certainly the 11-hour standoff in that synagogue had people thinking again, you got to be kidding me, right? How does this happen? And what do you do when you are somebody who caters to helping people in kindness and you let somebody in, but you let the wolf in to the synagogue, you had no clue, and you had no clue what was going on. This was a guy who was spending time at a homeless shelter, a British national, who had no terrorism ties on any kind of list in the U.S. or in England, and yet he was in that situation, and he was trying to negotiate for a ridiculous release of a known terrorist who was convicted and was not going to be released from her 60-year-plus sentence. So all of that very, very strange. The brother of the man who took the hostages said that his brother wasn't well, that he had struggled with mental illness. That was what he was blaming it on, but didn't give any more details other than that. But good for the rabbi for ultimately thinking quick, learning from what he had learned in a course from the FBI and the Anti-Defamation League and a whole bunch of others that he said that he paid attention to and was new and was trying to weave into what was going to happen there, even though it must have been quite scary, not really knowing if the click that he heard of the gun was going to go off in his direction. And luckily, thank goodness that did not happen. I mean, thank goodness that didn't happen. All right. The other thing, of course, that is being discussed is Omicron and the coronavirus and these rapid COVID tests. I guess a lot of false negative results are very frustrating for some people who then get back a positive result, and then they worry that they may have infected other people. That's the convo that's going on. Well, wait, how reliable are these tests? But I stood in line for these tests because I couldn't get a test at the drugstore or two or three or whatever I needed. So I stood in line, was negative, then I was positive, or I was positive, then I was negative. And especially the negative rapid test. So you get a negative rapid test because you want to go out with your friends on New Year's Eve, and then you get back a positive PCR test result afterward, and it's too late because you had a false sense of security. You went out and you hung out with who knows who, and that has people pretty upset. Now, the free test that we're supposed to get from the government, that is actually is available in a few days, supposedly. It's going to be available in a few days where you can get free tests sent to your home. Regardless, if you're getting tests anywhere, insurance pays for it, or you get the free government tests, or you wait in these long, long lines to see whether or not you have the you test positive for it or not. And if that wasn't your worry, the other big thing that happened was, yes, Mother Nature, she spares no one. A winter storm slams into the East Coast. So this is familiar, isn't it? I mean, it is that time of year, but 118,000 people didn't have power across five states. And any of you know what it's like when you don't have power, right? We're so dependent on, we think it's reliable, it's here. What happens when the power goes out? Do you have that backup generator? You got a plan B or a plan C? You got that go bag ready because it's freezing and you're not getting that power back anytime soon. So the storm hit more than 25 million people from the central Appalachians to, they say, to the interior side of the Northeast. And there were snow and wind and all of that. New Hampshire and Maine, 6 to 10 inches with the storm, snow and ice, and all kinds of things hit northern parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Even the Carolinas got in on this. They had some of the heaviest snowfalls in the western areas. Again, the western areas. And the thing that happens here is, do people get on roads? Do they feel like they have to be somewhere? And do they take the risk of having, a crash or getting involved in a crash? In North Carolina, two people were killed in a car accident, and troopers say they responded to, you ready for this number? Just think about this number for a second. 600 car crashes on Sunday. 600. 13 inches in Boone, North Carolina. I have a friend that used to come on this show a lot, Greg Stebbin. He lives in Boone, North Carolina. Luckily, I'm sure he was insulated inside, but 13 inches. 8 inches in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Asheville got 10 inches. Some of the snowiest days that they've had in almost 5 years. And it's that freezing rain that also follows. So naturally, Roy Cooper, the North Carolina governor, South Carolina governor, Henry McMaster, they've all got the state of emergency proclamations that they hammered out or, announced over the weekend. I mean, even Cooper, he knows how badly people want to get out. They get cooped up and then they want to get out, and he warned people, stay off the roads, man. Don't get stranded. Don't get in car accidents, and you'll be far better off if you can just do that. But there still were power outages. 90,000 homes and businesses didn't have power across the state on Sunday afternoon. So then you're scrambling, and the National Guard is scrambling, and you know how this all goes and how it falls. When I looked at the totals of the snow reports, crazy. So I'll just give you one. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 16 inches of snow. I don't think in my childhood we ever had 16 inches. We had some bad storms, but I don't remember 16 inches. Then there's a place called Sugar Grove, Virginia, and they had 11 inches of snow. But the most, how about this, Grand Island, New York, 22 inches. Even Gatlinburg, Tennessee, 11.5 inches, right? I mean, and I said this, in some areas you expect, okay, this is the winter, we're going to get ice, we're going to get snow, we're going to get wind, we're going to have those things happen, but are you really ever prepared for it? Buffalo, 16 inches of snow on Sunday night. I have a very good friend who also has been on the show who lives in Buffalo and sent me a video of dogs that looked like they were just buried in the snow, like you had to uncover the dogs. Were there dogs barking underneath this snow? I mean, that's what it was like. So there were problems, obviously, with flights, too. And you know what? It just wasn't only the snow and all of that. If you go down to Florida, Fort Myers, EF2 tornado, I talked about this the other day, hit 180 mobile homes in three separate neighborhoods, just a rampage. Three people were injured. It was just spun up the Florida Peninsula. Terrible. Just tore it up. It's, you know, it was the, they had a marine warning out for waterspouts, and then when it came ashore, they put out the tornado warning. But again, that is when you're in full scramble mode and trying to duck for cover, and certainly that is much tougher when you're not necessarily expecting to see a tornado versus when you have full-on warning of what's coming your way, possible snow accumulation, stay inside, all of that, versus the tornado. To me, and that's just me, and I've been through all of them, to me, the scariest one is the tornado because you do have watches, but they can just spring up one side of the street, the next side of the street, and then how powerful are they? And then we see the aftermath once they've ripped through a neighborhood, what that really, really, really is like. And it's very, very, very tough to see that aftermath of how some houses just are completely, to me, it's still the most astonishing thing I've ever witnessed. Some houses are just completely intact and others are ripped to shreds. All right, coming up, we got the mailbag. You had plenty of thoughts on what happened this week in the NFL, plus some of what you're dealing with COVID tests, too, and decisions that you're making on future plans. How do you make those spring training plans? You just make them. Just make sure that you have a guarantee that you can get your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
COVID relief discussions are picking up at the Capitol once again, but one GOP representative is pushing back against it.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. This is USA Radio News. The Michigan Democrat Party blasted the idea that parents should have a voice in what public schools teach, saying in a Facebook post over the weekend that public education teaches kids what society needs them to know. A Saturday post made by the Michigan Democrats on their official Facebook page criticized the parents who want to play a role in what public education teaches their children. The post was deleted Monday morning after intense criticism. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky acknowledged her agency's poor messaging in recent weeks as the Omicron variant spreads in the U.S. According to the Wall Street Journal, Walensky has committed to communicating CDC policy more clearly and that she's being coached by a media consultant and set to hold more media briefings outside those held at the White House. There's been extreme confusion over the CDC's guidance on whether those who test positive for COVID with or without symptoms should be isolated. And for how long? This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, thanks to all of you. We didn't have to dig very far. We didn't. It was fabulous. All right, we got this one from Stan the Man. And Stan the Man is listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. He says, Kate, I'm here, 1490 a.m., wee morning hours, listening to you all the time as I get ready to walk my dog and do the usual things that I'm getting ready for work. And I have to tell you that, of course, none of my New York teams were in the playoffs, but I was pulling for the Dallas Cowboys. I really felt that it'd be interesting to see if the Cowboys could go yet another round, but they fell on their hats, so to speak. Do you think that coach survives? And who do you think ends up in the Super Bowl? Well, you know, it's interesting. Two things. So thanks for that, Stan the Man. Sorry about your New York teams. The Jets and the Giants had rough seasons. There's no question about that. The Cowboys, here they were 12-5, hosting the 49ers. The 49ers are that much better. I mean, they were that much better. An interception for Debo Samuel rushing touchdown, one of the highlights, Jimmy Garoppolo scrambling to make things happen. But yet the Cowboys had a chance to win it, didn't even have that final Hail Mary. There was controversy on the play as Dak Prescott slid into territory that made them that much closer to an easier pass, soft chuck into the end zone maybe. But there wasn't enough time. Time ran out, and then there was controversy over the ball should have been spotted and what happened with the officiating crew and bumping into the official, and all of that sets up controversy for the Cowboys. And the biggest thing is the Cowboys get into the playoffs again, and they're out in the first round, so they can't feel good about it. A lot of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and other Cowboy faithful are calling for the head of Mike McCarthy, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. But very disappointing for the fans there, needless to say. So good on you that as an Easterner, you're rooting for the Cowboys. And of course, there are Cowboy fans all over the country, but they definitely had a lousy, lousy game. Just like the Eagles, by the way, who got thrashed by the Buccaneers, embarrassed. Garbage touchdowns at the tail end of the game. So it was not good for them. All right, quickly I'll say this so I can get on to some others. AFC, NFC, I hate these prediction things because there's still more to go with divisional playoffs and all of that. But I'll tell you who I think. I think the Green Bay Packers, because this could be the last hurrah for Aaron Rodgers. I think the Green Bay Packers are there, and here is my crazy, crazy, crazy pick. So I look at the Chiefs, right, and I think, you know, maybe the Chiefs get back, maybe the Chiefs somehow throw a wild card into this, right? Maybe that happens. But I don't think so. I think that what will happen in this matchup is you're looking at Green Bay and the Buffalo Bills. I think it's the Buffalo Bills that are going to surprise a lot of people because Josh Allen is the real deal. I wasn't completely sold on him, but I watched him much more closely, I guess, in that game against the Patriots, where I doubt that there's another Super Bowl for Bill Belichick. So I'm going to say that the wild pick for me is Buffalo, going up against the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. And remember, Buffalo has been to the Super Bowl how many times? Four times, and came away empty. So could this be their year? It was 7-0. that game, 7-0, insane. All right, quickly, let's go to this one. This one is from Duncan, and Duncan says, Kate, I heard you talking a couple of weeks ago about 5G in the airports and that the airlines are furious that if 5G is near the airports, it's going to mess up flights and that they're going to have to change flights and the way they, the patterns, and can they even leave certain airports. What is the latest on that? So, there is a big problem with that. You have Verizon and AT&T that have delayed the launch because we keep hearing about it, right? The C-band 5G service. And why? Because of the warnings from the airlines and other aircraft manufacturers saying that, hey, this new system could interfere with the devices planes use to measure altitude. Do you want to be on that plane? No, I don't want to be on that plane. But the problem is, you know, 5G is going to be implemented everywhere in the country except for within 2 miles of airport runways. Supposedly, that's what the FAA is saying. But there is controversy over this because the airlines are still worried that limitations at the airports and then this large amount of equipment uncertified could still trigger a crisis, including the grounding of thousands of flights, because think of people and their phones, etc., and 5G deployed except when towers are too close to airport runways, and how do they determine all that without a catastrophic disruption? I think Pete Buttigieg, this is a question for you. You are the transportation secretary, and this falls squarely on his desk. There is a risk of, they say, economic, they being those who care about the money side, economic calamity, and shouldn't they proceed with these new technology they have before the necessary upgrades and changes have been made to aviation equipment? Otherwise, then everybody's in trouble. Here's the thing. Do I want to get on a plane and roll the dice? I mean, hey, I'm all about plane craps when I'm in Vegas. I'll roll the dice there. But I don't want to roll the dice on a plane. We're already having so many problems. But I also get that this was supposed to be deployed, and now all of a sudden there's a crazy monkey wrench in all of that. So what does that mean? Yeah. All right, how about this one? This comes to us from Alan. Alan says, Kate, I've thought about emailing you before. Sorry, I should have. I've been listening to you for a while now in Tucson on KVOI, a station I've listened to for a long time, and I was very pleased to find your voice on the station. When I look around and I see what's happening, especially what happened with that synagogue hostage situation, it's just disheartening. I mean, wow, to think that that happens in a sleepy suburb where it has nothing to do with what the gunman wanted, other than he just randomly picks this synagogue. It makes no sense to me, and it comes on the heels of some other crazy thing that I heard about. And this is why so often I turn away from news headlines, which I'm an informed person. But how about the man who pushed a woman in front of an oncoming subway train on Saturday morning? What a wild weekend from coast to coast. Did they ever catch the person who did that? They did. So you know that the gunman, the hostage taker, was killed by the SWAT team. In the case of the subway train, it was the 61-year-old man, Simon Marshall. He was charged with second-degree murder. He turned himself in to police less than an hour after that happened, and they took him into custody, right? This was a 40-year-old woman who was pushed onto the tracks of the train at Times Square and 42nd Street, a very busy subway station, and then he ran. And it happened, you know, at 9:30-ish. At night, it was unprovoked, and there doesn't seem to be any connection to the two of them. So, of course, you've got the mayor, Eric Adams, the new mayor, who's just telling anyone who will listen, hey, listen, the subway system is safe, it's safe, it's safe. You know, the last thing they want to worry about is fighting that fear that that can happen to you, that you can, you're just going, minding your own business, and you're using the city transportation, and then all of a sudden, you're shoved in front of a subway car. You don't, to be honest, you don't necessarily hear about that very much. Yes, it has happened in the past, but it hasn't happened, thank goodness, in a long time. And certainly, they have to be concerned about public safety in that subway system, because the recovery of that city is so dependent on the, how the public perceives that. And the subway system is a very, very big part of that, but the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, it's the MTA is what they call it, you know, crime, every time I would be on the subway when I had to go for a radio show in the city, I felt safe. It seemed like everywhere I looked, I saw cops everywhere. So it's a very, very sad thing to happen, to see that kind of an attack. Some really unprovoked, strange things have absolutely happened in this country, and it is rather sad, absolutely. All right, let's squeeze in one more. All right, this one is from Jake. He listens to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, hey, Kate, there's a lot of things I could go off on right now, but you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know the wacky news that you see sometimes when you're waiting there in the grocery line if you just don't feel like doing the self-check thing? I bet you can relate to that. You know, you see the crazy headlines. I saw a headline about a calf born with 3 eyes, 4 nostrils, and people were lining up to see this calf. Did you hear that story? I did hear about that story in India, a divine miracle. That's what they're saying, that this is a reincarnation of the Hindu god Shiva. And the veterinarian doctor is saying that it's just an abnormal embryo development. What can you do? All right, email me anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I just got a whole bunch of electronics for the holidays, and so now, especially for me, it's about securing those things, including I've got an Oculus and some other things, and you may be in the same position. In fact, I think a lot of you probably are. So it's a perfect time to have Tyler Moffitt on, Senior Security Analyst, Carbonite. And Tyler, I'm sure that, and I'm going to raise my hand and say I'm one of these people, I haven't even thought about what I need to do to make sure to protect my stuff. I mean, using antivirus software, I'm sure, is part of this, but there's so much more to it now, especially. So I guess the first question is, what can we do, people like me, what can we do to take steps to keep our devices secure?
It's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to security of these devices, the easiest thing most people can do, depending on whatever type of device it is in the house, most of the time you have to set up an account, most of the times, is two-factor authentication. I can't tell you how important that is. Most people, especially your listeners, are probably aware of two-factor, but it's annoying, and no one's going to say it's not. It's an extra step. It's inconvenient, for sure, but I cannot stress enough the exponential increase in security that you are having for that account. I mean, we're only trusting more and more vendors with our data, right? And it's very valuable data in many cases, so it's important to do what you can to bolster that security and minimize the risk. Even these big, reputable vendors, they get hacked and our data gets leaked and then sold on the dark web regularly. So it's really important.
So what do we typically overlook when it comes to cybersecurity? And I bet there's a long list.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it boils down to weighing security and convenience and people picking convenience over security the overwhelming majority of the time, right? People often think all they have to do is download this app and then connect to that device and then connect that to the router and then everything's good, right? But what is that device doing and sending, right? The scan or approval of that app from the app store, that may be good, but it has no indication and is completely irrelevant from that device that you now have in your house and connected to the internet using your router, right? And how important is that task that you're automating for convenience, right? Is it a smart doorbell that has cameras outside your house, or maybe you have some inside your home, right? Is it opening or closing your garage, right? You want to make sure that that device is secure and is working properly every single time. You know, how many of your listeners have had an electronic device not work correctly every time? Do you want a device like that in charge of your safety and security? This is a really important question that people need to ask, right?
Yeah, because you think of what are the threats, obviously, or the scams. Do we also need to be aware of that are happening? And I think if we know, hey, listen, don't think that this is like you're saying, secure just because you press this button, you do this thing, you do the basics. Well, I think you also need to be aware of what can happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And specifically talking about threats and scams, phishing is huge, especially if you sign up for a lot of these accounts. There will be criminals who pretend to be these accounts sending you that, oh, this password has changed on this account. You're like, I didn't change the password. It says click here to log in. That is a scam in phishing itself. It's trying to have you log into your account to think that you're resetting the password when really you're just giving the password to them. They are very opportunistic. They're getting really sophisticated. It's very difficult to tell what's phishing now. They're, you know, plenty are in the pandemic are themed around COVID, post-holiday warranties, even the tried and true ones that have been around for years saying, you've missed a package, you're being sued. So many times they're just trying to elicit a response, writing whatever they can in the email to get you to click it, right? Download the attachment. In many cases, the attachment is a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet, depending on who they're targeting and what you work for, right? And the attachment, when you open it, if it ever asks for do you wish to enable content or enable macros, 100 times out of 100, it's going to be malware and usually something nasty like ransomware. Do not click enable content or enable macros. That's probably the biggest takeaway for sure.
Oof, boy, that is an incredible piece of information. All right, and so we know this. You've been telling us this, but it's worth rehashing this. The benefits of using cybersecurity software are obviously avoiding these scams and other things, too.
Absolutely. You know, using reputable cybersecurity solutions like, you know, Webroot antivirus or the backups you may use, Carbonite, it's really important because you'll be able to stop these attacks that I talked about when the user fails. I'm not expecting, you know, your listeners and viewers to be able to not fall for these. I mean, they're literally engineered to make sure they get people falling for this regularly. It's only natural to fail these tests time to time. And so you want to make sure that when you do fail, when that moment of truth happens and you've failed, you want something there to be able to block those phishing pages, right? Quarantine those malicious files like ransomware. And of course, protect your data from being stolen or encrypted, and then you have a secure way or an easy way, you know, in the cloud to be able to restore those files.
Yeah. So I guess the last thing is, this has been great, Tyler. Where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. Webroot.com is our website where you can learn tons of tips and lots more about how to protect yourself, your family, and your devices.
All right, Tyler Moffitt, Senior Security Analyst, Carbonite, Webroot. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Boy, it sure does give you something to think about. I guess I have to admit, the two step authentication, he's right about that. But how often do we not want to do it? How often have you been in a rush, and you know this, where you get the code and then you have to enter the code for whatever it is you're dealing with? And almost everything I do now, it seems like I have to go through that. So you know what I do? I take a deep breath. You thought I was doing something else. Take a deep breath. and then I just go for it. Because it is cumbersome a little bit, but it's smart. And it's not really that hard. It's just that we want to keep rocking. We want to keep moving. Moving to the next thing. Okay, boom, we have it. We already did it. We already signed up for it, right? Yeah, absolutely. But he's 100% right. I've had people talk about carbonite and using carbonite and how it saved them, for example, in various instances, especially with so many people working from home or, you know, working remotely or working partly in the office and partly remotely. That's where it can get really, really tricky. You know what? I love what has happened in wake of the death of Betty White, who had a stroke and missed hitting her 100th birthday. She died on December 31st at the age of 99. But she was so, like, loved that people are donating to all these animal shelters and doing all these things in memory of Betty White. And if you had gone to the Google search engine and put in Betty White's name, in fact, you still have time, some of you, you put in her name, what'll come up is something very cool that recognizes Betty White. I saw a photo that her assistant had taken of her prior to that stroke, maybe 10 days before, and she looked really good. I mean, she's gonna be 100, just crazy. And the television and event tributes since her death, the Betty White Challenge, that's a big hashtag, fans donating to animal shelters or animal welfare organizations in her honor has been super, super, big. And that was the thing about this woman. She was respected by men and women in Hollywood at a time where, really, women did not have the say, but she got control of her destiny. And, boy, did she really soar and gave back and gave back and gave back and was very kind to lots and lots of people and helped out a lot of people. So that is a life well lived. I mean, there is no question about it. A life well lived. All right, this to me is always interesting. And some of you don't find it as interesting, but I would challenge you to take like 10 minutes of your life and go to the NASA website. I mean, after all, it is part of where some of our dollars go to. And if you go to the website, they always have some of the interesting things that are being photographed out of our earthly atmosphere. Let's just say it that way. So the search for life beyond Earth, NASA's Curiosity rover, has been on a decade-long mission, you knew that, right, to determine if Mars could be inhabited for any living organisms. So there's now this new analysis of these samples, right, what they collected, the dirt, basically, the sediment samples by the rover, and it shows the presence of carbon and the possible existence of ancient life on the red planet. Pretty cool, huh? So that's one potential explanation for why it may be there. We'll see, because carbon is, of course, the foundation for all of life on Earth. And the carbon cycle is the natural process of recycling carbon atoms. All right, enough of that. I'm telling you, just go to NASA. Just go to the website. Check it out for yourself. He's tickling the ivories, and that means it's my time to say adios for this hour of the show and thank our technical maestro, that would be Nathan Reeder, for his fine work, and remind all of you it's 2022. For goodness sake, make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.